There's a lot of times I don't know what I'm doing. You guys figure that out, right? All right, well, this morning, I'm going to talk with you. We're in Luke now. We're still in Luke, and we're doing our red letter series. So we're looking at the things that Jesus teaches and the things that Jesus says to us. And this is Luke chapter 5. So this is the calling of the first disciples. And Jesus is, the way that Jesus goes at reaching into someone's heart and telling them, I want to change your life. Take a walk with me. And so that's what Jesus is about to do. He's about to reach into the heart of a man like Peter and say, I want to change your life. And Peter's going to say, okay, let's go. And we're going to take a look at how that happens. And so I have a sentence that I wrote to help us to begin to see kind of how this all works. And it came to me Thursday as I was kind of working through what I wanted to share with you. When listeners come with urgency and there is obedience without understanding, then God provides the miracle of a transformed life. And that should be on a slide there, Tim. If you would just put that sentence up there and just leave it up there. When listeners come with urgency and there is obedience without understanding, God provides the miracle of a transformed life. So we're going to talk about genuine listening today, what real listening is about. Now, there are words coming out of my mouth right now, and I know that you can hear me. Am I right? Can you hear me? You can hear me, right? But there is no guarantee at all that you are listening. All you're doing is hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth. Listening is completely different from just hearing the words. And it requires something on our part. But this kind of listening is far different. This is a listening that requires a past and a present. You can't just listen by all of a sudden deciding that you're going to listen. You have to be ready to listen. Something has to happen in your life to prepare you to listen in this way. This is not like listening to a teacher at school. This is not like even listening to me while I'm giving a sermon. This is preparation to listen to God. And so that requires a little something. So this is the story of Jesus as he calls Peter, in particular Peter, to become a disciple. And basically what he's going to do, he's going to look at Peter and he's going to say, come and follow me and I'm going to change your life. I'm going to rock your world. And Peter responds with a yes. Something has to be happening in Peter's life for that to be a very real experience. People just don't do this on the hap. So this is chapter 5 in our red letter series. And this is Jesus. What he was accustomed to doing was walking by the lake. He knows Peter probably by name by now. And so here we go. Verse 1. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret with the people crowding around him. There's people. Remember last week we said that when Jesus speaks, certain people are kind of drawn into that. And these people, they come to Jesus and it says that they are, what are they doing? What is the word? They're crowding him. It's a crowd of people who are coming. And they're coming because it says they want to hear from Jesus. But even those who want to hear from Jesus are not really ready to listen. They come because there's a crowd. I remember when I started a church in Ocoee, I don't even know how many years ago that was, a lot of years ago, before I had the very first service, I thought to myself, man, this is going to be a lot of fun because there's going to be a lot of people, there's going to be a crowd that comes just to hear me preach. Who laughed? That is pretty funny. I'm going to tell you what, that's actually, it took about 2 weeks for God to correct that. It's actually pretty hysterical because I was interested, you ready for this? I was interested in the crowd. I thought in the crowd is where God does his best work. You know, the bigger the crowd, right, the better the work. That's kind of where I was when I started a church in Ocoee. That is not how Jesus calls disciples. In fact, his calling is significantly different from that. It is easy to get trapped by the image and the lure of the crowd. The crowd is pressing it, they're crowding him, right? And I want you to see, as they're crowding him, as they're coming in upon him, I want you to pay attention to what Jesus is doing, which is completely different from what I was doing back in 1995. In fact, it's the opposite. Listen to what he does. So they're crowding in around him, listening to the word of God, and he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. The crowd is in. What is Jesus looking at? What is he, what's going on here? What is he really doing? He is looking over the crowd to what? To boats. And in particular, to Peter's boats. He is looking at something very particular because he knows for certain that Peter is ready to listen. He knows that Peter has been prepared. The soil has been tilled, and Peter is ready for a transformed life. He knows that. And so he looks over the crowd, the opposite of what I was doing. He looks over the crowd, and he focuses on the one who is ready to listen. And what is Peter doing? Washing the nets. What does that mean? Do you know what that means? That means work is done. You ever get up in the morning to go to work and nothing happens? The phone doesn't ring. There's no sales. There's nothing going on. It's not a really good day. And at the end of the day, you go home, right? And what do you want to do when you're crossing the bridge going home after a day of nothing happening? You want to just do what? Go home and get something to eat, right? Peter is washing his nets, and we're going to find out. He had a really bad day at work. A really bad day at work. Nothing good happened at work. He's washing his nets. Peter's got one thing on his mind. You know what that is? Dinner. That's all he's got on his mind. And so Jesus sees this. And this is part of Jesus' knowing that Peter is ready. You see, because do you think it's an accident that Jesus came at the end of the day? Do you think that's an accident? No. Do you think it's an accident that Jesus waited until Peter had a bad day? Is that an accident? No, Jesus doesn't have accidents. See, Peter's not ready to listen until the end of the day, and he's not ready to listen until the end of a bad day. Now he's ready to listen. And watch what happens. Jesus looks over the crowd. He sees the boats, the men washing their nets. He gets into one of the boats, happens to be Peter's boat, not an accident, the one belonging to Simon, and he asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he'd finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water, let down the nets for a catch." What had Peter just done all day long? Fishing. How many fish do you think he caught? He didn't catch one. He didn't catch one fish. He didn't catch one fish. That's a bad day, right? I mean, his family needs him to catch fish so he can take food home for them to eat. He didn't catch one fish. So he has a certain feeling right now. I don't know if you've ever been fishing and didn't catch anything, but he has a certain feeling about fishing. But you have been to work, and not done anything, haven't you? Not done anything of value. You've done that. And he has a certain attitude about his work. And Jesus says, now what I want you to do is go to work again. They just washed their nets. They're done. He's got lasagna on the mind. Okay, he's ready to go. This is not something he wants to do. Listen to how he responds to this. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night, haven't caught anything. And here comes the key. This is the key to listening. This is the real key. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. He has absolutely no understanding of what's going on here. He has no idea what's going on. But he chooses to be obedient without understanding. That's the key to listening to God. Choosing to be obedient without understanding. And because he chooses to be obedient, something happens. I'm not talking about him catching a big fish. I'm talking about something happens to Peter. Watch what happens. He chooses to be obedient to Jesus. His knowledge of the lake tells him there are no fish there. So there's no way he can understand this. But he chooses to be obedient anyway. Watch what happens. When they'd done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. That is not the miracle. You understand that? In fact, in this particular lake, that happens. The fish run in shoals, and that happens. There could be nothing. There could be a million fish right behind nothing. That's normal. That's not the miracle. Watch this. So they signaled their partners in the other boat and came and hauled them out, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. And now's the miracle. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and he said, "Get away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." That's the miracle. Right there. Peter is ready to listen. And he and companions, they were astonished. And so James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and Simon's partners, and Jesus says to Peter, "Don't be afraid." Look, Peter's caught a lot of fish before. He's not afraid of catching fish. That's not what he's afraid of. You know what he's afraid of? He's afraid of what's happening. He can feel it. Something's happening to him. The man's being changed because he listened and obeyed without understanding. The Spirit of God comes upon him and begins to transform him. He's afraid of it. And Jesus says to him, "From now on, you're going to catch people. Time for you to get excited. I'm changing your life." That's awesome. Have you ever been obedient without understanding? Has that ever happened to you? Because that's the real key to listening to God. That's the real key. Listening when you understand everything and you've got it all organized and mapped out in point 1, 2, 3, that's not, God doesn't work very well there. That's where you work. Here's where God works, in the places you don't understand. Has anything ever rocked your world? Have you ever gotten a piece of news that just rocked your world? Within an hour this week on Thursday, I had two pieces of information. Either one of them alone would have rocked my world. And together, they stunned me. So I'm going to tell you what I did. I didn't understand either one of them. I still don't. I still don't get it. But boom, it's in front of me, and I got to deal with it. So here's what I did, and I learned this a long time ago. I went into solitude Thursday. Went off by myself. And my daughter was at the first service. You ask her, she's seen me do this several times now. I went into solitude by myself. And she knows I don't eat, I don't drink, just leave me be. And I stayed there by myself. And I looked up at heaven and I said, "You have got to be kidding me. How in the world can you think this is going to be good?" I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't get it. And then I was mad. And then I said, God, you're going to have to help me. I have to present a message to your people on Sunday about being obedient without understanding. Can you please help me do this? And in less than 24 hours, I came out of my room. My daughter looked me in the eye, and she said, you're better, aren't you? And I said, yes, I am. I'm okay now. I still don't understand, but I am good now. Last time I went into solitude, it took me 7 years to come out. You know, when your world gets rocked, and you don't understand what God's doing and how it's working out, it's shattering. It's hard. It is. But here's the key. You want to live a transformed life. You want to be what God wants you to be. There are times when your world gets rocked that you just have to be obedient, whether you understand it or not. Understanding is irrelevant. It really is. It doesn't matter. That's the difference between me now and me 20 years ago. Now, I don't have to understand. I just need to be obedient. Am I right? That's just the way it is. And if you will learn to do that, if you will learn this in your life, it took me a long time to learn this. You learn this in your life, it will help you tremendously every single time your world gets rocked. Every time. It's the same thing. I respond instantly the same way. I run off by myself. But God found a way to say, I got this. I got this. I don't need you to understand it, Ernie. It's okay. Just be obedient. Would you pray with me? Father, I come before you, Lord, and I ask for your great, great blessing upon us, your people. I pray, Lord, that we would truly, truly learn to listen and trust in you. We pray, God, that you would allow us, like Peter, to be obedient, even though we don't even really understand how it's going to work out. I mean, we never really know how it's going to work out, do we? So, Father, thank you. Thank you for so quickly helping me as I called out to you. And I pray, Lord, for your blessing upon our lives and upon your people. Lead us, we pray. Guide us. Help us to be prepared to listen. I pray in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. Let's worship with the giving and the receiving of our gifts.